She said, well, I think it's, see, my wife never did go with her mother in the Methodist church. Mm-hmm. She's always, we raised our family in the Baptist church. Mm-hmm. And so one day, we was out to her house for dinner. Mm-hmm. And the subject come up. I was in close communion. And my wife's mother was a died in the World Methodist, and she said she thought it's pretty bad when you'd go to take the Lord's Supper and she couldn't partake of it with her daughter. Mm-hmm. So I just said, well, I said, who did the Lord have when he had the Lord and broke the bread? And who did he have? He didn't have a 100 or 200. He picked the 12 disciples. I said, I'll tell you what you do. That's what I said, you come to the Baptist church and I'll get the preacher to preach you a sermon on close communion. And she didn't like that. And she said, you know what?
What?
She said, boy, I heard a sermon on close communion before you was ever born. And I just laughed, and then my wife gave me the wink. I said, well, you could hear it and then not know too much about it. And so my wife gave me the nod, you know, and I knew when to quit, so I didn't say nothing more, and we never did even mention it anymore. Mm-hmm.
Is your wife very active in church or clubs or things like that?
Well, you see, my wife's an invalid. She hadn't walked in 4 years and 4 months.
Well, before broke
hip.
Uh-huh. Was she active before then?
Oh yeah, she did a lot of, we did, in during the Second World War, or the First World War, rather, she gave 1,000 hours to Red Cross and USO work, and I did. I took her every night, and we worked down there all during the Second World War. The First World War, it is. I'll get it right after a while. And, well, now, wait a minute. First World War, you're going to have to change that. Second World War. When the Second World War?
The 30s and 40s?
Huh? 30s or 40s? Well, she worked at the Red Cross, and went out. They had the, you see, we've got an arsenal out here. Mm-hmm. And the Red Cross would go out there to have the meetings. And my wife went out there. And she gave 1,000 hours to the USO, and I did too, because I cared her. Mm-hmm. And we met those people, and you know what? Those boys was in the Army and stationed here at this camp. Mm-hmm. We still get letters from them and from their mothers.
Gosh.
And one of the head women, we wrote them, we'd write to them every year, and some of those boys' mothers still send us Christmas cards that we had in our home. And we'd let them come in, they'd come to town, and we'd just leave the front door open to the spare bedroom, two of them especially. And they'd come there and sleep till 10 o'clock. My wife fixed them a good breakfast and all. Mm-hmm. And their mothers come down here and met us, you know.
You said your wife was born in Mississippi?
Sardis, Mississippi.
Sardis?
On the Illinois Central, 50 miles south of Memphis, Tennessee. She's a daughter of John mm-hmm. S. Jackson mm-hmm. and Edney Mitchell mm-hmm. Jackson.
Were her parents born in Mississippi?
Huh?
Were her parents?
Both were born in Mississippi. That's why I married my wife. She is living in Memphis, Tennessee, when she come out here visiting her cousin Edith Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.